Hello everyone, this is day 21 of Audiomo, and yes, I know I am a day behind. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to catch up, but I will. I'm actually coming to you from my sick bed this evening. Nothing too serious, but quite unpleasant nonetheless. You might be able to hear we've got the fan going because we felt quite hot today. We had a lot of rain overnight and showers today, and it's been quite sunny but windy, and I think it's a bit humid. But anyway, you might hear my wind chimes in the window in a minute because we've got the windows open as well, but they're quiet at the moment. Yesterday I had my family down here, and that all went off okay. It was quite a stressful day one way and another. Oh, here they go. It tends to be when all the family get together because they're quite lively, and we had food. We did burgers, hot dogs. We didn't do it on the barbecue. I don't really think it's been nice enough for a barbecue yet, really. Burgers, hot dogs, vegetarian equivalent, chicken, quiche, salad, jacket potatoes, that kind of stuff. It was quite stressful in one way or another, but it was okay. And then this morning, I didn't sleep that well, and then this morning I woke up and I was laying in bed and I suddenly went really dizzy. I wasn't even doing anything, I just moved my head, and it kept happening, and it was really horrible. It's not just like for a split second, it was like up to half a minute or more, and the room's spinning, and I close my eyes, although it doesn't make any difference because I've only got a tiny bit of light perception, but I think it's like a reflex to do that. And it felt like, you know, when you're on one of these really big rides at the fair, it felt like that, or that I haven't drunk alcohol for years, but being too drunk, and you know, you're laying in bed and the room's spinning and you've got no control. You feel like you're falling and you're not. And then I got up. I was frightened to get up, but I needed to go to the toilet. I got up, I was, did it slowly, and I was fine. Got back into bed, and I thought, oh, it's just a one-off thing. So I went back to sleep, but I was quite scared. I don't mind telling you, because I didn't know what it was, and I hate anything like that. And I had a bit of a headache, and I've had this like stiff neck on and off for a few weeks. But I didn't think it was connected, and I still don't think it is. But I had a bit of a headache as well. My eyes were hurting, and anyway, then it kept happening again, and this time, when I was just laying there, sometimes it was when I turned over or when I went to sit up, but sometimes it was just if I moved my head slightly. It was really awful, and in the end, I called the doctor. This was the afternoon by now, and said, could they give me a call back, the duty doctor? So he called me back, and he just said, oh, well, it's probably, he called it the labyrinth or something, which I've never heard of in a human body. I've heard of a labyrinth, but not as a human body part. But he said it's the balance sensor in your brain, or wherever it is, and sometimes it gets inflamed. It's usually caused by a virus, and if it gets some inflammation, then it will not act properly. And so he did prescribe me some motion sickness tablets. He said it's vertigo, what you're getting. He did say it could be high blood pressure. I don't think it's that. I couldn't be 100% sure. But the good thing is I'm going to the hospital tomorrow. And I have been downstairs. I feel very wobbly. I don't feel dizzy when I'm standing up. And I was frightened to lay down because it was more when I laid down. I have laid down since. And I was okay. But so it might just have gone now, because the tablets are going to be delivered from the pharmacy. But they didn't come today. So they'll probably come tomorrow, so hopefully I won't need to take them. But I have still got a headache. I haven't taken anything for it, and I've got no appetite. I feel slightly nauseous, which I think is, again, goes with vertigo. So it hasn't been the best day. I've had a really, really crappy week last week, and I thought that this week might start off a bit better, but it didn't. I did make myself go downstairs because I had to feed the cats, and I've got to go and feed the dogs in a minute, and Toof Toof wouldn't go out without me. Excuse me. I went downstairs very tentatively. I got a drink of cream soda. I had a little walk around. I felt very frail. I feel very shaky on my feet. I don't feel dizzy, but I can't explain it. Anyway, I'm hoping that the worst of it is past, because it's actually really horrible. Lucky Obi wasn't in work today and he's home tomorrow, so he's come to the hospital with me. So, yeah, I've had a bit of a rough time recently. The headache isn't nice. I don't know if it's connected. I think the thing from my neck isn't connected, but the headache that I'm getting, like, around my eyes and top of my head, it's not a pounding headache, it's just not very nice. I think that is connected with it. I just feel very out of it, kind of. I feel like I've got a hangover. I've only ever had one. I used to drink quite a lot when I was in my early 20s or whatever, before I had the kids. I haven't drunk alcohol for years, but I only ever had one hangover. Everyone used to marvel at the way I drank. It wasn't anything to be proud of. Probably at that age I was a bit proud of it, but I never used to get a hangover. I never thrown up from a drinking. I have done some stupid things, and I have, in my young days, done some embarrassing things. But the only time I ever had a hangover, I felt just like this. I think I actually felt a bit worse than this. I didn't get the dizziness. I probably did before I woke up in the morning. When I woke up in the morning, this is how I felt. Shaky, wobbly, nauseous, wishing I could die. I don't feel like that today. I did then. I thought, why can't I just die and get on with it? That's how I literally felt, that the one time I had a hangover. I don't know what I drank out of the ordinary to leave me feeling like that, because normally I would have a skinful. And then I remember one particular time when I was absolutely passed out from drink. Well, not passed out, but, you know, I fell asleep. And then the next morning I woke up and I was with some friends, and we went and had a fried breakfast, and they didn't think I'd be able to stomach it. And I did. But anyway, it's not anything I want to repeat in a hurry. And I never did repeat the hangover, and then, of course, I stopped drinking. I didn't suddenly stop. I gradually, when I knew that we were going to start a family, I cut down on my drink intake. I didn't drink much. When I found out I was pregnant, of course, I stopped altogether. When Connor was little, I'd have the odd glass here and there, like Christmas dinner and stuff like that, but I really didn't want it anymore. And one day I had a glass of ginger wine when he was two, and it was quite strong, and I hadn't drunk alcohol for a long time. It might have been the first time I'd drunk it since I'd been pregnant and had him. He was two. And I felt really tipsy, and it scared me, because I thought, well, you know, what if he's ill? You know, one of us, because his dad had the same, so I said, well, you know, but we need to think straight. We need to both be completely, have our wits completely about us for this child. And that was it. I thought, well, you know, the only time I ever drunk after that was, say, once a year, Christmas, I'd have a glass of wine with my dinner. Do I miss it? I know I didn't start to talk about this, but sometimes I do, in a way. You know, sometimes I get the smell of, I was taking some cans of beer, and empty cans, I should say, beer cans, out to the recycling the other day, and the wind blew, and it was a lovely summer evening, and the smell of the beer came onto me on the wind, and it reminded me of sitting outside by, you know, in a lovely pub garden somewhere, or by a river. You know, sometimes you get these pubs along the river, in London and places like that, just sitting there and drinking sensibly, and it was a feeling of nostalgia. But I won't ever drink again, you know. It's just not in me to do it. I don't want to. But sometimes when I make risotto and I get a bottle of wine for that, and Obi drinks the leftovers, I will pour it into a cup and I will smell it, and again, it brings back the same sort of memories, but I've never, ever, it's funny, I've never been tempted to taste it. I wouldn't even dip my finger in there and lick it. No. So I kind of miss it, but I don't, if you know what I mean.
I kind of do, but it's something that's gone from my life.
I don't want it back. No, I don't. I know you can get non-alcoholic wine and stuff like that, but just not really interested enough. I'd rather have... I tried some ginger ale yesterday. I bought some Canada Dry ginger ale. I don't know why. I always thought it was an alcoholic drink. I know you can get alcoholic ginger beer now, and I do like ginger beer, but not the alcohol variety, of course. So someone told me that ginger beer is non-alcoholic, and I looked it up, and of course it is. I think I got confused because it's often used as a mixer with alcohol. So people would say, I think I can remember my grandmother on my dad's side saying she drank whiskey and ginger ale, and I thought that was an alcoholic drink. Well, of course it is because of the whiskey, but I thought both components were, but it's often used as a mixer. I was actually pretty disappointed with it because to me, I got the Schweppes one, and it didn't taste of ginger. It smelt vaguely of it. It just tasted like lemonade to me. So I probably won't get that again. I might try a different one. I'll probably stick to ginger beer and cream soda. I have to drink light drinks. They're a bit sweet for me, really. Well, Pepsi and Coca-Cola are sweet. But I can't drink them because of the phosphate content. And they're dark, like black. So they've told me to avoid dark drinks like that. Fizzy drinks. Just drink the light coloured ones like lemonade, cream soda, whatever. So I'll stick to things like that. I'm quite happy to drink that on a summer's evening and remain sane. Anyway, I think that will do for now. I don't know what to do about having anything to eat. I don't really feel hungry. I had a plum. I made myself eat a plum, but I really kind of had to force it down. I'll be glad for once to go to the hospital because they can check my blood pressure and do all the stuff they've got to do tomorrow, and then I shall feel better. I did tell the doctor about my neck, and he said it was a muscular thing, which is what I thought anyway. I don't know what to do about it though, because it is actually quite painful. And given that I can't take anti-inflammatory drugs, paracetamol doesn't really do it. But I looked for paracetamol to take for my headache today, and I couldn't find any. They're probably downstairs, so I might go for a little walk downstairs in a minute, or a wobble, should I say. My legs just feel... They feel like I've run 100 miles. It's really weird. But anyway... I will love you and leave you for now. I hope you're all had a good weekend and having a better start to the week than me. Or than I am, I should say. That I am having. And I will speak to you all maybe later to try and catch up. Or if not, then tomorrow.